All right. Justin, are you able to hear us?
I am able to hear y'all.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to join us. Congratulations. We are now joined by our race winner, Justin Haley, driver of the number 11 Chevrolet for Colic Racing. Justin, crazy race, a lot of teamwork going in there. Got shuffled to the, fifth a little bit and then ended up coming up with the win. So what was it like out there?
Yeah, obviously the first part of the race, you want to kind of, save your stuff and have a lot of teamwork. I got shuffled there by the Fords with, about 10 to go, and luckily I was close enough back. I could see Cindric's hand signals, and he's kind of counting down the chase, I believe. And I could kind of I was translating to, my guys what the Fords were gonna do. I was kind of like the spy back there, and then I got a good run. Based off when they were trying to lag back, I lagged back a little quicker and was able to shoot past them. And then obviously, the two other collie cars got together. But awesome effort by everyone at Lee Field Ground Protection, Collie Racing. We're, a team. We're a team, and we're a family. And if one of us wins, obviously the other two are disappointed. But at least one of us got it.
All right. Well, we are going to open up the floor for questions for Justin. As a friendly reminder, if you have a question, click the participants tab and raise your hand. We're going to kick it off here with Bob Pockris. Go ahead, Bob.
Yeah, Justin, when you got shuffled back to about fifth or so, did you think you had still had a shot to win?
It was, I knew the, like I said, I mentioned it again, I knew the Fords were going to try to jump the colleague cars, and that was going to jumble a bunch of stuff up. So it wasn't out of my mind. I was obviously a little frustrated that, I was farther back than I'd like to be, but 15 to go at Talladega when I won, I was 30th, and everyone was single file on the top. So it's super unpredictable. Obviously, a lot of luck went into there, and a lot of things had to go right. It's probably, one in a million that I got shuffled up through there, and I was just the lucky one that could shoot the gap. But still very fortunate, and everyone counts.
And when you're second or third in the colic train there up front, what is the kind of challenge or what's going through your mind of when can I make a move that might risk my teammates?
I wasn't gonna make a move until the last lap. At that point, I was just trying to fend off the Fords and try to keep them at bay. Obviously Ross knew I wasn't gonna do anything, and I was very clear on that on the radio that I was just gonna play blocker for a little while. And having three cars up there, that helps. Obviously, I played blocker for a little bit and it worked, and then I didn't play good blocker and I got behind, and they shot past me, and then Ross was playing blocker. So when you got three of them lined up, you got a lot better chance than just having one. But I think I think now more than ever teamwork is starting to play into these races and really decide who drives home.
Thank you.
All right, we're going to take our next question from Terry Stavison with WNDB. Go ahead, Terry.
Yeah, colic racing in summertime seems to be special here. You've had some great finishes here, and you've had some pretty good luck at Daytona. Remember, I think there was a little short track race on the backstretch. You might have had some a good run in, but Daytona's sort of special to you, isn't it?
Yeah, obviously last time I was sitting in this media room was for the Cup win under rain delay. So always loved Super Speedway racing. I got two wins at Talladega, and I got two wins at Daytona now. So pretty fortunate to be able to drive fast race cars. Obviously, that's a good portion of it, right? You got good power with ECR engines under the hood, and the Cowie guys really spent a lot of time perfecting everything on these Super Speedway cars, and they put a lot of effort into it. So I think we had one of the fastest cars, and obviously the Chevrolets, you kind of got teams. And I think in the Xfinity series it's not really manufacturer as much as it is teams, right? You got the JRM guys, you got the Gibbs guys, you got the Colic guys, and then you got the two Fords, which have to work together to make anything happen. So obviously the junior guys got shucked out pretty early in that one wreck, and some of the Joe Gibbs guys got shuffled back. But no, I love Daytona. I love coming here. It's obviously very, really special, and super thankful.
Thanks. Congratulations on the win.
Thank you so much.
All right, we'll take our next question from Jordan Bianchi. Go ahead, Jordan.
Justin, what's the policy of colleague racing with one lap to go? Is it work together, or is it go ahead and race for amongst yourselves?
So when we have our team meeting, we had a team meeting Tuesday, and we had a team meeting right before the race at 6 o'clock in the 16 hauler. It consisted of me, Ross, AJ, all of our crew chiefs, and then Anthony Alfredo, our Richard Childress Alliance. So the four of us had a meeting, and all of our crew chiefs had a meeting, and obviously the 21 really wasn't around us all day, and you know, we couldn't work with him because obviously four is better than three. But no, Chris Rice tells us every Super Speedway race, work together till 10 to go. And we work together till, you know, 1 to go, and that's just how it works. So I think a lot of times, you know, me and Ross worked from the back to the front, and we're able to shoot gaps. And just knowing you have a guy up there that'll go with you just makes it that much better, and knowing you can make a run. So no, colleague racing is completely upfront about it. And I can't say we didn't have any Chevrolet meetings this time. There's no manufacturer meetings on the Chevrolet side. It was strictly teams.
All right, we'll take our next question from Jacob Seelman. Go ahead, Jacob.
Thanks, Marissa. Justin, first off, congratulations.
What are you doing, Jacob?
Hanging out, watching you win a race, apparently. Two questions here. First, we all know what happened a couple years ago in the Xfinity Series here. Does this finish the redemption arc? Do you feel like you got one back for the one that got away a couple years ago?
Oh, you know we're always greedy. I'll never live that one down. And, you know, I'm pretty humorous about it, you know, now. I parked the car above the double yellow lines, and I won at Daytona 3-ish times, but I've never been to the actual victory lane, you know, circle or whatever it is. So that was pretty cool to be able to drive in there and you know, kind of play it off. Obviously, it's just something that was my mistake at the time, and I was young, and it was like my second Xfinity start ever. So a lot of things I've had to learn and, you know, polish up and fix. But I love this track, and I love the atmosphere down here. And I'm, you know, really, really sucks that, you know, all the sponsors and fans aren't here, because kind of takes the victory lane celebration out of it. But knowing you're going to go home and have a celebration is that much cooler.
We've seen this team grow, not just on the super speedways, but across the board in the Xfinity Series. You've been such a big part of that the last couple of years. What have you seen out of Colleague Racing as far as growth from when you started with the team, you know, a year and a half ago to where it is now? And how big has Matt's support been for you?
Obviously, you know, Matt's the biggest part of it. You know, if Matt, you know, doesn't help us out, then we're not getting new parts, we're not buying new race cars and things like that. So Matt's been the key part of it, Chris Rice as well. You know, they're working together, and we're feeding them the right information. And, you know, some weeks we missed it. You know, we came down here for the Roval at Daytona and missed it, and we were all so mad at ourselves for screwing it up and missing the setup. But come down here, Super Speedway is something we know we're going to be good at. And, you know, just the growth has been incredible. You know, I think when I came over to Colleague, a lot of people were like, you know, what's he doing? You know, it wasn't a top team at the time, but I think now we're really proving that we are a top team, and we can go out there and compete any week. You know, Ross finished second and third last week at Dover. So, you know, I think there's some areas where we struggle at some of the cookie cutter mile and a half tracks, but we have a lot of speed, you know, at a lot of places, and we're really working on it, and we're building new race cars, and everyone's all in, and you know, we're all together. You know, we're pulling all together. You know, we're not pulling apart, and it's pretty open book. So really like that.
Thanks again, Bud. Congratulations.
Thank you.
All right. And I'm actually going to read you this next question from Briar Starr. Last time when you won at Talladega, you mentioned you didn't have anything lined up for the next year. Does another victory help your chances to potentially solidify a ride for 2021?
Yeah, I mean, it helps a little bit. You know, I probably could win three or four more, and it probably wouldn't help, to be honest with you. I think there's a lot of different scenarios that play into it, and you know, unless you just go out there and win 10 to 15 races, you know, I don't think three or four wins is gonna change you know, what's going on. I think either the money's there or the money's not, and you know, fortunately right now there's not a lot of talk still. There's not a lot of talks at all, which is kind of unfortunate, but I like where I'm at Colleague Racing. I love to have a future here and really grow with them and keep growing and keep running for championships and keep winning races. So, yeah, I don't know. I'm just kind of level about it right now. You know, if something falls into place, something falls into place. But I can honestly tell you right now there's absolutely nothing for me.
All right, we'll take our next question from Marty. Go ahead, Marty.
Thanks, Marissa. Justin, congratulations on the win. I want to ask you about the future, because we got Talladega coming up in the schedule, and it'll be the first time since the Xfinity Series has used the playoffs that Super Speedway will be in. And I know you just said that the entire Colleague team will work together until 10 to go. It's looking good as well that, besides you obviously being in the playoffs, that Ross is going to be in. If not, his chances are really good. If there's a situation where one of you guys has, like, a really bad race at Las Vegas to begin the round of 12, does that strategy change where all three of the colleague teammates potentially work together until the checkered flag?
It's extremely hard to do it at any other racetrack except the super speedways, I think. I think it just, when you get to other places, you know, the better the car, the higher up you're going to finish. So, no, I don't think so. I mean, like I said, we're all open book, but, you know, we got to be competitive at some point. And, I think college racing is about the closest form you can get to playing that battle, right? The competitive level, but being open book level. And same with RCR and our alliance there, you know, I think it's about as close as you can get without stepping over any boundaries. So, like I said, I mean, it's literally book for book. And, you know, last weekend Ross ran good at Dover and I ran not so great. And, you know, we were open book. You know, we knew why my car wasn't up to speed like his was. And it was open book. And if we rode to Dover next week, I would have what Ross had. So it's not like we're hiding secrets or anything. But, you know, on track, it's so hard to do it anywhere except here.
Thanks for your time. Congratulations.
Thank you.
All right. We'll take our next question from Steven Toronto. Go ahead, Steven.
Justin, just to piggyback off of what Jacob was asking you, obviously you have the win streak from your year 2 years ago. Then last year, you still win the Cup race. Tonight, you still win the Xfinity Series race. It's almost like Daytona has paid you back with interest. I know some racers can be a superstitious bunch. Do you believe in karma or, you know, this track owes me one or anything like that?
No, I mean, I just race the race. Like I said, a few years back when in that Xfinity race, it was my fault, and, you know, I took it to heart. Like I said, it was one of my first Xfinity races, and I just screwed up. So I really didn't feel like Daytona owed me anything, right? The call was kind of controversial, but I mean, NASCAR made the call, and you got to respect that call. I mean, it just is what it is. I messed up, and that is what it is. But obviously, you come back and you play by the rules, and you get these wins for these teams, and it's pretty special. So, I already talked to Matt Colleg on the phone over FaceTime, and he's really happy. So, just love getting this team a win. I mean, it's just I'm not sure what it is about Super Speedway racing, you know, other than that, you know, I've just been in really, really good race cars, and I think it's made me look good. You know, if you're in good race cars, it's going to make you look good no matter how much talent you have.
Right. Sounds good. Thank you.
All right. Our final question for Justin will come from Dustin Albino. Go ahead, Dustin.
Yeah, Justin, congrats on the win. Another 6 playoff points. I think you're tied for 4th now with Allgaier. How do you feel like the 11 teams lined up for the playoffs?
I think we're good. Obviously, starting off at Vegas, it's not one of our best tracks. We never have really ran good there. And then there are some good tracks, right? We got Talladega, which is obviously good. We got the Roval, which, you know, we've proven to be okay time and time again with AJ winning there last year. And, you know, there's some races. You know, I'm looking forward to the Richmond doubleheader to set us up here in a few weeks to the playoffs. But to be honest with you, I couldn't even tell you what racetracks are in the playoffs, you know, with the whole – I don't even know if it's been a schedule change, but I kind of live my life week to week. And I know that we're going to Darlington next week, but I don't know about that. I think it's Richmond maybe after that, but – I don't pay much attention to it. I've never really been a points guy. You know, I'm jumping all over, doing a bunch of dirt race and things like that. I just kind of get in and drive no matter where we are and try to win. I mean, that's pretty much my motto. So, you know, sometimes you got a points race, but it's not my favorite thing to do. I like to win.
Cool. Congrats on the win.
Thank you.
All right, Justin. Well, thank you for joining us. Congratulations on the finish, and we will see you at Darlington.
Thank you.